another DoorTowns.com podcast, another silly start.
My name, let me tell you, is Dr. Dick. Better known as injection specialist. I've met a pie, oh yeah, all kind of cakes. But none can compare to this. One day, a lady came in my surgery, let me tell you, bawling, doctor, doctor, please, I'm in a hurry. So I plus my little eyes, ha, with an adult, yeah. I said, I'll stick high. She said, you making jokes. She said to
stick me off. No, no, let me feel it go. Yes, stick me off. What a session. Let me feel it go. Stick me off. No, no, let me feel it go. Yes, stick me off.
I push it back without a doubt. But a woman only look at me and laugh. Oh yeah. Think they call you a diplomat. I said stick me hot. Let me feel it.
Hello, this is the Dorktones Podcast, issue 67, yet another episode filled with forgotten tunes and information you really don't want to know. And as this is the Dorktones Podcast, I have to tell you about our adventures every now and then. For you who don't know what Dorktones is, the Dorktones are a three-piece rock and roll combo from Rotterdam, and that's in the Netherlands, and we make music mostly for our own enjoyment, but every now and then we perform it live. This year we had 5 gigs already, which is an awful lot by our standards, and the strain that it puts upon us is already showing. Last week we played in Amsterdam at an exhibition that featured the Dorktones drummer Peter's artwork, and Peter had a severe case of the shits when our bass player, a grumpy old man called Ernie, was 15 minutes late. And luckily for us, he brought his 2 daughters to the show, so we can say we finally had some fans dancing in front of the stage. This time the stage was a Persian rug of about 2 square meters, and after the show we had dinner on the house, that is, we had to wait 2 fucking hours for a goat cheese salad that Ernie described as exuberant. Needless to say, we had a lot of fun again, and we can't wait till our next gig. This next song is for the handful of people that seem to find their way to our gigs every single time we play. And you know who you are, and to them I would like to say thank you, but get a life.
Well, I'm craving for a cigarette, hey, give me a light. Feeling kind of thirsty, give me something that bites. Should be hanging around here for much too long. All you crazy people waiting for my song. I said, oh well, here I am. I'm just another one night stand. Anyway, I don't know why I'm sad. For my fan club. Listen.
and rain must be a drag. That's what you wanna do, I won't say no. What's you want me, see me after the show? I said, oh well, here I am. I'm just another one night stand. Anyway, I don't know why I'm sad.
From my fan club.
Smashed out mist. The dream I show for you is my nightmare. I'm a freak that's on his face. I stand and stare. I said, oh well, here I am. I'm just another one night stand. Anyway, I don't know why I'm sad.
For my fan club. She said, listen, John, I love you, but there's this bloke I fancy. I don't want to two-time you, so it's the end for you and me. Who's this bloke? I asked her. Gordon, she replied. Not that Puff, I said, dismayed. Yes, but he's no Puff, she cried. He's more of a man than you'll ever be. I was so upset that I cried all the way to the chip shop. When I came out, there was Gordon standing at the bus stop. And guess who was with him? Yeah, Julie. And they were both laughing at me. Oh, she is cruel and heartless to pack me for Gordon. Just cause he's better looking than me. Just cause he's cool and trendy. But I know he's a moron. Gordon is a moron. Gordon is a moron. Gordon is a moron. Here we go, 2, 3, 4. And he's a creep, she's a tart, he's very cheap. She is a slut, he thinks he's tough. She is a bitch, he is a puff. Yeah, yeah, it's not fair. Yeah, yeah, it's not fair. I'm so upset. I'm so upset, I'm so upset. Yeah, yeah, I ought to smash his face in. Yeah, but he's bigger than me, isn't he? I know, yeah, yeah, I'll get the mate Perry to lick him. Yeah, yeah, he's flattening it. Yeah, 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 but Perry's a mate of Gordon's, yeah, isn't he?
It's not bad. Yeah, yeah,
oh well,
it's not bad.
I don't care.
Yeah, yeah, it's not bad. Yeah, yeah,
I don't care. I don't care.
We'll be right back.
Shiver is a great power pop band if you can stand the sound of her voice. Next up is a song that I know I shouldn't play, but I do it anyway because I happen to like it and it fits in with the songs that follow. And besides that, it features a fuzz guitar and marimbas, though they're probably sampled.
Days of yore.
Bristols and Romeo and Juliet, a British band with a French singer, and they split up and she went solo. She's called, or calls herself, Fabienne Del Sol, and made a great album called No Time for Sorrows. And next up is Olivia Newton-John.
Right.
Received a number of emails from our listeners. Bob from Orange, California wrote us filthy emails before, and this time he goes beyond filthy. I understand the concept of playing crappy music, and you've always played good crap. However, by agreeing to play that hippie shit, I'm afraid you may have crossed the line to become a lover of shit. I did some research on coprophilia on Wikipedia to try to understand. It said some dogs eat their own shit to get attention from their owners or from anxiety, stress, or for having been punished for bad behavior. So I think I figured it out. It must be the stress of the amplifier incident that has manifested itself in your playing Jim Dorison. Well, Jim, thank you for your research, but I don't eat shit from stress or anxiety. I just happen to like the taste of shit.
In the canyons of your mind, I will wander through your brain to the ventricles of your heart, my dear. I'm in love with you again. Cross the mountains of your chest, I will stick a Union Jack to the forest of your cheek. Through the holes in your string bag. Once again, I hear your love, and I kiss, yes, I kiss your perfumed hair,
but she's not there.
The sweet essence of giraffe. And each time I hear your name,
my, how it hurts.
In the wardrobe of my soul.
Oh, my soul.
In the section labeled shirts.
Ah.
Someone called Matt wrote something incoherent. The second part of his email was all about going Dutch. We have a custom called Going Dutch in which a guy and a girl go on a romantic outing and each pay their half of the bill instead of the guy paying all of it. This is either an act of resistance against patriarchal hegemony or just being cheap asses depending upon the people. Now, is this really a custom in the Netherlands, or is this just another lame American thing? Well, as an expert in not paying for anything, I can inform you that this is not a custom over here. In Holland, we take a girl out, order an expensive dinner, and when finished, we guys make sure we have sneaked out the fire exit long before the bill arrives. Matt also wrote, do you all know that little tune that goes, Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter? I think it might be the dorkiest and therefore the most wonderful pop song in the English language, but I haven't the slightest idea who performs it. Well, of course, we know who performs it and everybody thinks it's Herman's Hermits, but actually it's his uncle who did it first, and listening to the original version, you suddenly get a whole new perspective on the song.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Sharp as her or something rare, but it's sad she doesn't love me now. She made it clear enough it ain't no good to find. She wants to return those things I bought her. Things have changed. She doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough it ain't no good to find. Walking about mind that I've been around to you.
The playlist for this podcast can be found on www.dorktowns.com.
Memory.
The Ascots and Summer Days, some genuine hippie shit, and we're almost out of time, so I'll make it up with some music for you hipsters. Bye-bye.
I try to be a good beatnik, but it's hard. I mean, like, I don't dig turtleneck sweaters, I can't grow a beard, and I catch cold in sandals. But I got a pad with a torn Picasso poster on the wall, and a dirty red tablecloth, and an autographed picture of Diane Varsity, and all the Lenny Bruce records. I even bought a book on Zen. And if you come home with me, I'll give you a cheese sandwich and wine in a cracked porcelain cup. Oh, my white bucks gave me away. The weekend was a bust. Everywhere soldiers, in a roadside tavern, in the theaters and depots, along the city streets. I even saw a soldier passed out in the park beside a statue of Thomas Jefferson. Monterey's a soldier town, with soldier talk and soldier ways, and only soldier faces everywhere. They line the bars and crowd the theaters and fill the arcades to overflowing. Even St. Patrick's Church does a good business. And when the bar is closed, the arcade shut for the evening, and the church supper over, they all go away, hailing taxi cabs, journeying to late cafes or distant rooms, where rumpled uniforms fall to the floor, and friendly women do their part to make the evening end the way it should. Only the sailor, playing with himself in the arcade, is sad. No more dimes to see the smiling women. When she looked at me with those big sad eyes of hers and said, "Go on home, you son of a bitch," I kind of thought it was over. But then, in a week or so, she'll need some bread or the stovepipe fixed or someone to make it with, and we'll go through the whole bit again. Don't get mixed up with the sad-eyed ones. You couldn't shake them if you wanted to. Sunday. Nothing to do. Maybe I'll go to the place and make up poems from the sayings on the John walls. The last time I was there, some cat had carved Mickey Mouse as a fink on the toilet seat. Hope he didn't cut himself. Well, if I can tear Marta away from the folk song kiddies, maybe we can wig at the cellar. Oh yeah. Doesn't open till 4. Like, too late for the beach, too early for the bars. And the bells keep ringing all the time. My good friend said to me last night, "When ratty-faced children smile, they're even rattier-faced." That's an important saying. My friend found it in a Chinese fortune cookie at the Temple of Zen Cookery, across the street from a woman's prison in the village.